It's official. Mardi Gras merriment may now begin, as the word from New Orleans, where hotels in the French Quarter have been working on an interesting way to keep rowdy revelers from climbing the support poles that lead to the area's famed iron lace balconies. Melanie Peoples got a first-hand look.
There are things you see in New Orleans that you don't see anywhere else, particularly in the French Quarter. Things like people in crazy hats and wigs and wearing beads, probably from last night's parade, with cups in their hand, drinking, on this morning, where it's so early, the sun has not yet even risen over the buildings of the French Quarter to cast light on the streets. That's how early it is. But one of the oddest sights is about to happen, right here in front of the Royal Sonesta Hotel on Bourbon Street. Inside those doors is a man in a tuxedo with a Mardi Gras purple bow tie and cummerbund. And in his right hand, held aloft, if you will, is a silver tray. And on that silver tray is a chalice. A chalice filled with Vaseline. That's right, petroleum jelly. Right now, he's coming out.
Good morning. I, along with the staff of the Royal Sonesta Hotel, welcome you to the greasing of the poles. This tradition began 36 years ago when the Royal Sonesta celebrated its first Mardi Gras here in the French Quarter. Through the years, word of this tradition spread and continues to this day. It marks the start of a five-day-long Mardi Gras weekend. So without further ado, let the greasing begin.
They proceed to smear Vaseline all over the poles with their hands. But after everyone leaves, I just have to know if it works. So I try to convince a security guard out front to hold my microphone.
I'm on duty,
Just keep that pointing kind of at me, yeah, about like that. All right, so, I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to try to climb the pole here. Ooh, it's glassy. It's cold. Ooh, I slid.
In order to what you need to get some of that firewall in, and then it'll be a lot more easier.
What was that? What do I need?
I say maybe you get you a little bit of that juice in you, you know.
I just need to drink a little bit.
Yeah, that'll give you that energy to get up that pole, you know.
Well, I guess I just need to drink a little bit more, and then I'll climb that pole. For NPR News. And Melanie Peoples on Bourbon Street in the French Quarter in New Orleans.
And this is NPR News.